människor.
Modiga människor.
Modiga människor. Hej och varmt välkomna till kanalen Modiga människor. Mitt namn är Soja Zachariasdotter och ni tittar på avsnitt 139. Den här intervjun gjorde jag för drygt 2 månader sedan nere i Frankrike. Och François, som ni får träffa, han gjorde motstånd mot de restriktioner och de påbud som var under den så kallade pandemin. Och ni får höra honom berätta om det. Vad man från myndigheters sida gjorde. Och jag vill även påminna er om att den här kanalens existens endast existerar genom ert stöd. Så det finns ett swishnummer. Det är 123-092-3631. Eller bankgiro 378-39-33. Det finns även PayPal och Patreon. Sen finns ju också kanalen på Spotify och Rumble. Och det är även den egna hemsidan modigamänniskor.se. Och jag vill också tacka er som delar kanalen avsnitten vidare. Det är jätteviktigt verkligen och betydelsefullt att ni gör det. Så stort, stort tack till alla er som stöttar modiga människor.
I just want to say hi to you, François.
Hello, thank you.
And I'm very, very glad that I'm able to be here in France and do this interview with you. You have a story that is very important.
I think, yeah. It's not a normal story.
No.
It's quite incredible. Yeah. When come. There were a lot of problems in school with government. They asked to child to wear a protection mask all of the day. We knew that it wasn't something useful for child, but much more painful. I tried a lot to alarm the school where my child was. I wasn't here. I wasn't listened.
No one listened to you.
No one. I asked to the teacher of my child to change his masking paper, or very toxic, by a plastic mask, not useful at all, but more safe for him. One day, this protection broke. His teacher gave him a classic mask. But a doctor told before with a paper that he wasn't supposed to wear this mask.
Yeah, because this is very important to the story.
Yeah.
You were aware of the situation.
Yes.
That this is not good. And you also had a doctor who made a prescription.
Prescription.
Yeah. Son shouldn't wear this.
Exact.
Yeah.
But for me, every parents was supposed to do the same thing, but I was alone at school.
And how many children in your son's school is there?
Maybe in his class, maybe 30.
And you were the only one?
Yeah, at the beginning.
And how old is your son?
8 years old now. It was last year, so he was 7 this period.
He's a small child,
yeah.
And especially then.
Yeah.
And the
child was supposed to wear this mask at 6 years old, all of the day, even for lunch. It was very, very horrible for them. They were alone at the recreation, you know. Each child was supposed to stay alone all of the day, and with the mask, teachers had to say them that maybe, potentially, there were transmission risk. But so it was the only things for them. It was to see the child like potentially cluster people.
Mm. So what were your thoughts in the beginning of the whole concept? I mean, for me it sounds like you...
For me, directly, I didn't understand the sense. There was no sense to the measure, the measure of the government. We had like a restriction. Everyone was, even in good health, was supposed to stay at home. To go outside, we were supposed to make an auto attestation. If we didn't make this attestation, just for...
Yeah, this is what I heard, that it's you crazy. Were in France, you wrote your own paper.
Yeah.
If you didn't write your own paper,
yeah,
you got a fine, like a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. And we have to, supposed to get this each time we go outside, just for 1 hour. To just buy, I don't know, bread or stuff like this.
Me, Francois?
Yes.
I'm going to the bakery store to buy one bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this.
And after that, I'm going back. And is it? And then sign by you and, yes. And the date.
Yeah.
And the time.
Yeah. With ID, paper, and there were a lot of policemen controlled people outside. During this period, it was crazy.
It sounds like a very bad
movie.
Yeah,
yeah. For me, it was that we were in a bad movie since the beginning.
And then the situation with your son.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was later, but the situation with my son, I told my son the truth. That the government was lying to people. The virus is not so dangerous than they say. We have treatment. There's a lot of treatment. My mother is a doctor, and she saved a lot of people with medicine. Now she has a problem with the order of doctors because of that. Yeah. In the school of my son, so the story was I wrote a mail to the direction and to the teacher of my son, when she put him a paper mask, I told her it was very we had an issue. It was not good because she didn't have the right to do that. And I asked her to if it was possible with other parents to speak about this protocol to say other parents that's not a good thing for our child. They never want to meet us. We tried 3 times to ask some discussion about that, and they didn't want to accept the discussion. The teacher sent my mail to the academy. The academy told her not to receive us.
Okay, so it was like an order.
Order, yeah.
Yeah, to not
exactly.
Meet the parents.
Exact, but it's not a law. It's not a. It's not a, the protocol is only an advice from sanitary authority, but it's not a law at all.
So the teacher could have met you.
Yeah,
but they chose to be
exact.
Coward.
Exact. Wow. It was a problem of parents, of teachers, of everyone. And it was not possible for me to keep the silence. For my son, but for all of child. It was the atmosphere at school was very horrible during 2 years. The young people right now are going very bad. A lot of people who killed themselves. It's very, very hard for young people, for the child since 6 years old.
Yeah, I heard that the rate for taking suicide is it went up with 300%.
Exact. Yeah. Exact. We had to do by ourselves make a study about the consequences of this protocol on the child. The government didn't do it, never. It's like parents like me, with associations. We did a very big job in November 2021, donc 21 November, and we bought to Emmanuel Macron at the beginning of November the study we make very very serious, and it was very hard for child, horrible. The government never listened us, never. Mm. Worst, they make others protocol after the protocol change maybe 5 times last year. Like if a child was supposed to have maybe he hasn't tried the right to go back to school, but he had to make 3 PCR tests in a week to get back to school. So it was very crazy.
Did they do PCR tests at schools?
Not at school. No. Not in this school. Mm. Sometimes just in the front of school, there were trucks to make a PCR test for child, but not in our school here, but in a big town, yeah, I know in Paris, in Lyon.
And do you know if they did it without asking the parents?
Maybe sometimes, but I'm not sure.
But I'm thinking, because you were talking about the mask, and you said this plastic thing went broken, and it wasn't like, it wasn't this mask, it was this protection, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, in
it's
plastic,
like, yeah,
plastic protection.
Like this, but only for the
only
mouth.
For the mouse, yeah.
Yeah, and you could go along with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
With a certificate of the doctor. Mm. And so I wrote a mail, and the first time they never wanted to listen to us. And at the beginning of January 22, there was this protocol called, and the teacher sent this mail to each parent, and I was very very angry because of that. So I wrote a mail at the Mathieu, my son teachers, very strong to put her in front of her own responsibility, to ask her to stop this protocol because she has a choice. Mm. It's not the law, it's nothing. And she was afraid by my mail, maybe. She resend it to the administration, and they ask her to go to the police to complain. But the police never took this complaint because they read my mail, and they say no, there's no problem for us, we can't take a complaint. So I wrote a last mail to the teacher to make quite apologize. Mm. And this third mail she sent another time to the administration, and this time they call the justice and from Montpellier.
They wanted to like make an example.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Exactly.
Mm, mm. They called something higher judge.
Yeah, exact. They give me a choice. It was in March. I had the choice between make a citizen stage. 200 a day, and I wrote a paper to apologize, to say the government is good for child, exactly. And if I refuse this, I go in. Yeah. And I take 10 years of jail, and maybe 150,000 euros. So I was in a process. I refuse the.
You refused to sign the paper that.
No, it was impossible for me. And it was in May, and the story was very listened in France. Some medias come. Trial, yeah. Mm. Trial, yeah. And a lot of people came.
To support you?
To support me in the trial. Some journalists came. And it was
being a movie star.
Yeah, very like a theater, surrealistic, really. Just only for 3 mails. Mm. At least I had the decision of the tribunal, the trial. Then I'll go to jail for 6 months. Yeah. Mm.
But I get very touched by listening to you. I mean, that you actually stand up for what you believe in, and you don't obey to the government, and mostly for your son. I mean, you show him the directions in life.
Yeah. I try to to listen to his heart, to let him make his own choice. Yeah, it's complicated.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a hard thing to do, because most of the people would, in a situation like this, be scared.
I never understand why.
No.
I don't know why.
But and also that's why there is not so much change, because we need to raise up and stand for what we believe in.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. But I don't know when people will be able to stand up, because they know, but they don't have the courage to stand up to.
So what? I mean, the consequences are obvious, but I mean, have there been more consequences in your life?
Yes, it's not finished, because I wasn't agree with the decision, so I don't know when there will be a second trial.
Okay. Another one.
Another one. I at the first one, one thing important. I didn't take a lawyer with me. I was alone to defend myself, because it was easier for me to speak with the tribunal to speak for child. If I had if I was represented by a lawyer, for me it wasn't the same thing. I would be less free to speak article in the press after. I know my story, everyone in France listened to the story, and maybe I hope it helped to change something. Mm. And we can see the government NOAAD continues the measurement, the protocol in France after this trial. So maybe, I guess, we win a little part. But it's not finished.
Hmm. I am very curious. Do you believe in something bigger? Do you have a belief in God or?
Hmm? Yeah. Sure. The point is, we forgot who we are really, and we are like God stuff. You know, we are divine. People forgot this. No one can say us what is better way to live for us. Only me know for me, only me know for my child, no one else. Mm. Yeah, I think I believe in soul, you know. I think it's eternal, and we are much more than a new body, and I'm not afraid of death, you know. So maybe it's that's why I'm not afraid of these people.
Yeah, and I think the reason why I'm asking is because if you put this together with the story you're telling, if you follow something bigger, you can't go against that.
No.
You need to.
Yeah, yeah.
To stand up for what's right.
Yeah, for me it's more complicated to keep the silence than to speak. It's impossible to keep the silence. I don't know why. Maybe you know, when we make some hurt to a child, it's something I can't stand it, and you know, it's impossible for me to. But I don't know really why. Maybe in French I can develop more, but in English.
Yeah, but you do it very good, and I mean, I just want you to tell us a little about this. UER summer camp.
Ah, yeah. Way.
Yeah.
The summer camp.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was, you know, Cécile Maïchac. You met her. Yeah. And she organized maybe 2 weeks ago a very big camp with a lot of very, very high level people, way different. Some doctors, some lawyers, some philosophers at the international. It was during 3 days. There were maximum 500 people there, but there were a lot of medias. And it was very, very interesting to meet a lot of people we used to see with the social medias.
And now you met them.
Yeah, in the real life it's better. It's really better. And we need to consolidate our the human feelings.
Yeah.
Between us, it's very important. Mm. I think the solution will come from us, not from others. So we need to be very strong together. We have to work ourselves before ask the truth for other people, you know. We have to be very organized. It's a long war, I think. It's not finished. It will be finished when people decide it's finished. But it's not time. In this period, I think we need to be very strong, very helpful, the people for the others, very organized.
Yeah, I know. That's why your story is so important. I mean, to give other people the courage.
I think people need some example to get courage. But I think 2 years after the beginning of this pandemic, I don't know, things changed. There's a lot of people who wake up, even if they don't have right now the courage. Most of people know today not the truth, but the situation. And it's like a long process of everyone. I don't know the time we need, but it will take, I think, a long time before. But I think it's necessary to change this society who doesn't work at all. And we know why, but it depends only of ourselves.
So what do you think about the future?
The next future, just next, will be very hard, I think. Next months. In the next 2, 3, 4 years, I think, because it will the different governments of all of countries who work together against people. I think they know that they have no much time to make their own projects in place. So they will fight very strong, I think, in next months with money, with energy, so climate, war in Ukraine. Maybe a new virus next, I don't know. Monkeypox or...
Yeah,
I don't know,
they
you know.
Tried with the monkeypox.
Doesn't work,
no.
You know, because things change. And so they have to change their story all of the time, but they need... I think they know that they don't have much time to manage their own projects. So I don't know the project, but they have.
But we, the people, during this time.
Yeah.
It's like you said, we need to go together. And
we built, it's called Synergy. Synergy is like we took a lot of different associations fighting against the government and everything, the society right now, fighting in peace. With peace, we are no violence. We met all of people, each other, and we try to organize with a lot of different associations something much more bigger, to be more present, big medias. It's a communication war, so we need to get our own system of communication, and, our own medias. So it take long, but in the good way, I think.
So you are hopeful for the future?
Yeah, sure. Not the next future, next right there, but the long future, yeah, sure. We'll win, yeah.
And you yourself are not afraid of the next level, because you will meet you will go to court again.
I think, but I'm not sure when it is really. I'm just waiting.
So hopefully, you don't need to.
No, it's not a. For me, it's not a big problem. That it's in the game, you know. So.
So you're not afraid of that?
No, not at all.
I picked that up,
not
but
at
I
all.
Mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that a parent standing up for your child's right.
Yeah.
Are going to court.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Get a sentence.
It's crazy. But in fact, I was in this trial, and they said me I was condemned, but in fact I still pay zero. I'm not in jail. I'm free. Yeah. I do what I want. So,
yeah,
and the message I'm here, and the message is I win.
Yeah.
I win, not totally, because I wait the second round, but.
Yeah, but it depends on who with
yeah.
which kind of glasses you have.
Exact.
I mean, I wouldn't be here if I thought you were doing wrong, because for me it's child abuse.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I knew what was the risk for me when I decided to go in front of this madness.
So for me, meeting you makes me feel very hopeful.
Thank you.
And thank you, François.
Welcome.